7:51, and Conifry has more business news.
Gavin, the S&P 500, which is the most broadly based US share index, closing just 2 points off its record high last night. The previous record was set in October 2007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is also at record levels at present. The S&P milestone, though, would be seen as more significant because it comprises a much broader group of companies. At the same time, stock market indices don't take inflation into account, and the constituent companies rather that make up the number do change over time. So you can't really make a direct comparison between the raw number of where the index was in 2007 versus where it is now. Stock market highs notwithstanding, the newly released Eurozone economic forecast from Ernst & Young, pretty downbeat on both the Irish and Eurozone economic growth projections for the year ahead. It's forecast for GDP, or annual economic growth, growth and output rather, cut back from a previous prediction of 1% to just 0.1%. That's still ahead of the pack, though, because for the Eurozone as a whole, its forecast is for a 0.5% fall in economic output. Marie Duran is Senior Economic Advisor to the Eurozone forecast. Marie, we've seen the central bank here looking at around 1.3% growth, the Department of Finance similar, and actually some of the brokers here have been revising upwards their numbers, a phenomenon we haven't seen here for some time. You're a good bit below that. Why the differential?
Well, the differential is essentially in our estimation of the impact of the latest fiscal measures that were announced a few weeks ago now. That I think what we've learned in this crisis is that there is a risk of underestimating the impact of fiscal austerity on growth. A number of countries have had to revise these estimates as economic developments have shown that spending cuts, tax increases do bite into households' budgets and lead to significantly lower economic activity. Having said that, the outlook for the Irish economy is brightening up. So certainly the annual growth rate for this year is not very optimistic. But from next year onwards, we see growth returning towards 2% and more, and that really shows the hard work already done by the Irish economy. That puts it in a very good position, in particular, to tap into strengthening growth in emerging markets.
We saw on that point, though, trade figures yesterday, admittedly for January, so we're a little bit behind the news here in terms of the information we have available from the official figures, but them showing a drop in exports, goods exports from Ireland year on year. I suppose that underlines, though, the difficulties that the Eurozone as a whole is going to be facing in a big export market for Ireland.
Exactly, I think so. Ireland is obviously closely tied to what is happening in the rest of the Eurozone, and this is something that we've seen in other countries. In Germany, for instance, very sharp drop in exports towards the end of 2012, maybe early 2013. So that really shows that despite all the good work, despite all the efforts, the road ahead is still a bumpy one. And we are fortunate, or we are hopeful, that the current relative stability, at least in the financial environment, will be preserved. But there's a risk that markets and analysts are disappointed as growth takes longer to return than they might expect.
Your view on the euro, in the economic forecast, it's saying you believe it's around 10% overvalued. At what point do you think that we'll see the balance redress there?
We've been surprised by the strength of the euro, and we think that it has a lot to do with different monetary policies in different parts of the world, with the U.S. Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, for instance, really giving a clear signal that monetary policy will be very accommodative for a very long time, and maybe not similar signals being given by the ECB. We think there was also some uncertainty around the turn of the year on the U.S. situation in terms of fiscal policy. We think that now this is cleared. And given that we expect U.S. growth to go back to 3%, the euro should weaken. The kind of strong fundamentals in Europe, in the U.S. should become more apparent. And a weaker euro will in turn help the Eurozone's exports, and particularly Ireland's.
All right, Marie Duran, thank you very much for that analysis. The euro this morning, incidentally, trading at $1.30.2 and 86.3 pence sterling. Remember, you can stay up to date with business news throughout the day on rte.ie/business.
Thanks, Conor.